Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Kakene.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Lovely, lovely. Great to have you on the show.
Thank God.
Thank you so much. Now, today, we're stepping through the gates of the New Jerusalem to explore what life actually looks like on the restored planet. There is a common misconception that the afterlife is a cloudy, ethereal existence of playing harps in the sky. But Scripture paints a much more vivid, tactile, and a busy picture. From planting vineyards and building homes to exploring the mysteries of the universe, we're diving into the daily life of eternity. What are we going to be doing? Who will we see? And what does it mean to live in a world where death is a forgotten memory? Now, Pastor, Revelation describes the New Jerusalem descending from heaven. What is the role of this city, and why is it described as having no need for a temple?
Oh, that's a good question. The New Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God. The New Jerusalem is the dwelling place of God. It will be the capital of the universe.
Okay.
But what is most fascinating is that there is no temple there. The reason is simple. God himself is present. So temples exist because of separation. But when sin is gone for good, there is no need for mediation. The redeemed will have open, direct communion with God. So the city is not just a place. It represents a restored relationship where nothing separates humanity from their God.
Now, in Isaiah 65, it mentions building houses and planting vineyards. Does this suggest that the new earth involves literal labor and productivity?
Yes, it does. But not burdensome.
Okay.
Not burdensome labor. Isaiah speaks of building houses and planting vineyards, showing that life in the new earth will be active and meaningful. What we have to know is that work existed even before sin.
Yeah.
It is a part of God's original design. And in the new earth, the redeemed will engage in joyful and fulfilling activities. That what was given in Eden. So this is a purposeful living without fatigue or frustration. So work will exist, but it will be joyful, creative, and deeply satisfying.
It will be indeed deeply satisfying. Now, what kind of social structures or nations will exist in a world without borders or conflict?
Yeah, Revelation, when we read the book of Revelation, speaks of nations, but these are not divided by conflict.
Yeah.
Like what we are seeing today. These nations will not be divided by conflict. They represent diversity, different cultures and identities, living in perfect unity. Individuality is preserved, yet all live in harmony as the one family. There is no pride, no division, no competition, only love and unity. So there will be no separation, in short.
Beautiful, man, beautiful. Now, lastly, before I let you go, Revelation 22 verse 5 says, there will be no light there. Now, beyond the literal meaning, what does this tell us about the constant presence of God?
Okay.
It's because it says that there's not going to be any night there.
No night is both literal and symbolic.
Okay.
What I mean is, it reflects the constant presence of God's glory.
Okay.
There will be no darkness, no sorrow, no fear. So night often represents uncertainty. But in the new age, uncertainty is gone. So God's presence fills everything with light, peace, and security.
Beautiful.
It is a world. Yes, so it is a world filled with light, both physically and spiritually.
Yes, yes. My goodness. Now, before we leave you, Pastor, we'll connect you with you again tomorrow. But what would you want to leave with our listeners as we finish off?
The closing remarks, my dear listeners out there, the life of the new earth is not empty or distant. It is full, meaningful, and deeply relational. It's a life where God is present. Work is joyful, and relationships are perfect. And as we reflect on that world, we are reminded that heaven begins with one another.
Yes, yes. Man, Pastor, we just lost you just a little bit there at the end, but we managed to catch the message this afternoon. Thank you so, so much. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Pastor, and goodbye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.